Senate Bill 18. Senate Bill 18, an act to require the Public Utilities Commission to disclose certain bond or other proceeds to affected customers. This time we'll take proponent testimony on Senate Bill 18.
Good morning. My name is Relaine Wiesen. I'm an attorney with the Public Utilities Commission. Senate Bill 18 gives the commission the authority to disperse bond proceeds to customers who have been adversely financially affected by a telephone company. When the commission grants a telephone company the authority to operate in South Dakota, the commission will look at the company's financials. And based on those financials and whether they're offering any type of prepaid services, often the commission will decide whether the company needs a bond in order to operate in South Dakota. The bond that is issued, it's issued in the name of the commission, but it's for the benefit of the telephone company's customers. The good news is the commission has seldom been required to collect on those bonds, but in one case the commission was required to go against the bond, and in that case so far we've collected $150,000 in bond proceeds and are attempting to collect more. What the statute would do, it would expressly give the commission the authority to disperse those bond proceeds to affected customers, and any order issued by the commission dispersing the bond proceeds would be subject to appeal by an affected party pursuant to 126. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll hold for questions. Any further proponents? Senate Bill 18. Any further proponents? Seeing none, any opponents? Senate Bill 18. Any opponents? Seeing none, we will open it or close it to committee questions.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a question for the proponent. Good morning.
Morning.
The Public Utilities Commission has been around a long time.
Yes.
And why is this needed at this point when it was not needed? They've been collecting bonds and sureties and guarantees for a long time. Why is it needed now when it was not needed before?
The commission, with respect to telecommunications companies with collecting bonds, that has probably been going on for probably about 5 years, I would say. And in this case, after looking through our authority, we do have some general authority, we believe, but in order to prevent any type of challenge to give out these bond proceeds, we would like express authority to be able to do so.
Yes, Representative Elliott.
Thank you, sir. I think we all know the case we're talking about.
Yes.
Here. It's S&S Communications out of Aberdeen. A couple guys went belly up. And they defaulted, and they, they're taking down a finance company and a couple other things along with them. I find it interesting that we need this piece of legislation now when surely there have been, maybe not other telecommunications companies that have gone down, but there have been other ventures in the state that have had less than adequate success. And the PUC has been involved in all of those, to my knowledge.
The other cases that I can think of is for like grain dealers and those and warehousemen. When they've gone under, they've also had bonds. And we do have express authority in those chapters to disperse those types of proceeds.
Okay. Representative Fain.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have one question. S&S one that was mentioned earlier, obviously there were in excess of $150,000 in damages done across the state. When you've collected that much and the damages have been worse, how do you decide who gets how much?
What will happen is once a commission has collected as much of the proceeds as possible, the commission will then give it, all the customers have filed complaints with the commission, and the commission will have a proceeding to disperse those on some sort of pro rata basis, and that would be determined at the hearing.
Any further questions? Representative Siebert.
Are these a performance type bonds, or what kind of bonds?
It's a surety bond. It's
for performance, or
yes, if in the event that the company is no longer to, like in the case of prepaid services, if they're no longer to give services that have been prepaid but have not actually been performed by the company, then these are in the name of the commission, but for the benefit of those customers that we're not able to collect on the services that they prepaid for.
Any further questions? Seeing no further questions, we thank you. We'll open it up to committee discussion and or action. Representative Fain.
Move to pass.
Got a motion by Representative Fain to pass. Second. Seconded by Representative Hunt. Any discussion? Seeing none, Secretary, please call the roll.
Boomgarden.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Elliott.
Aye.
Fain.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Krebs.
Aye.
Kroger.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schaefer.
Aye.
Street.
Aye.
Willitson.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
Siebert.
Aye.
13 ayes.
Move consent.
Passed 13-0. Motion by Representative Peterson for consent.
Second.
Seconded by Schaefer. Any discussion? All in favor of consent? Representative Elliott requests it be held. Representative Fain, you'll be holding this one.